Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, March 18th. Colorado has officially joined a group of states that want to use the national popular vote to pick the president. Governor Jared Polis signed the bill into law last Friday, but the change can't take effect until more states join the group. Supporters of the popular vote movement say it will force presidential candidates to campaign in more states, while opponents fear it will only benefit larger states. State lawmakers are halfway through their annual legislative session. More than 200 bills have been introduced, but there's one issue that has been notably absent from the agenda. For Capitol coverage, KVNF's Scott Franz has this feature story.
Voters rejected two transportation funding measures last November aimed at fixing a long list of projects around the state, including Highway 9 between Silverthorne and Kremling, which can be hard to navigate in the winter.
That whole Highway 9, when it gets the wind blowing and you can't see, and as you know, there's nowhere to go. There's no shoulders.
That's State Transportation Commissioner Kathy Cannell describing what it can be like to make the drive from Steamboat Springs to Denver.
So I've had a couple of those that's just like, you know, is somebody going to kill me?
After the election, some are looking to the state legislature for a path forward, but so far, the issue appears to be stuck in park. When Governor Jared Polis delivered his first State of the State address in January, he said the word transportation just two times, and when he did talk about funding, he didn't get into specifics.
We need to come together around a bipartisan funding mechanism to meet our current and future transportation needs that the voters of this state will accept and will continue to help our economy grow and Colorado to prosper.
A few days before his speech, two Republican senators filed a bill to increase the state's funding for roads and bridges by $190 million. But the bill still hasn't been scheduled for a first hearing in the Democratic-controlled legislature.
The only thing I can think of is the Democrats don't have a plan.
John Cook of Greeley is sponsoring the proposal.
I think they're holding on to it until, forever. I mean, it's got to get a hearing.
And when the state's new transportation director, Shoshana Liu, met with a group of senators at her confirmation hearing in January, the meeting was light on policy discussion. Liu talked in broad terms about the challenges facing the state.
Right now, we're in the midst of a particularly dynamic moment for infrastructure and transportation. With forces like population growth and movement, technology and expanding mobility options, and climate change placing rapidly evolving pressures on the systems that connect people and economies.
Liu has inherited a department that wants to construct billions of dollars of projects that it doesn't nearly have enough money for. Democrats say they are working behind the scenes on funding proposals, but again, there's few details. Lois Cort holds a leadership position in the Senate.
There are sure to be bills coming through that will try to address some of the transportation needs in this state. All of them know we need more revenue to accomplish everything that needs to be done. $9 billion is not going to be found in sofa cushion change.
The Denver Post has reported that some leaders are considering a proposal that would allow the state to hold on to more tax revenue that would otherwise be refunded to taxpayers. But as the legislative session heads closer to its conclusion, Transportation Commissioner Kathy Cannell is getting worried.
There's movement, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of priority.
So she's trying to think of ways to bring the issue back to the forefront, like getting Governor Polis to do a ride-along on I-70 during a busy ski weekend.
How do we get our new governor to see transportation as a top priority? As you know, he's so interested in childhood education that's kind of the forefront. So it's a matter of education and time.
If Governor Polis walked in here right now and you had 10 minutes with them, I mean, what would you, as a transportation commissioner?
You know, we see our highways as really having problems compared to our neighboring states. We watch Utah kicking our butt as far as transportation, moving people, et cetera. We see Wyoming, we see our roads hitting them. I mean, there's such a difference when you leave Colorado and go to Utah, for example, and Wyoming. And I just need to understand what he thinks.
The state's Contractors Association is also trying to jumpstart the process. They're pushing a social media campaign telling lawmakers to come up with a transportation funding plan. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Area lawmakers and law enforcement officers continue to come out against House Bill 1177. According to the Montrose Daily Press, Montrose County Sheriff Gene Lillard, Delta County Sheriff Mark Taylor, Representative Mark Catlin, and Ouray County Sheriff Lance Fitzgerald have all spoken out against the controversial bill. House Bill 1177, the so-called red flag bill, would allow family members or law enforcement officers to petition the courts for an emergency order, removing firearms from the control of people who are shown to pose a significant risk to themselves or others. The subject of the order would not be allowed to have a firearm for the next 364 days. While the bill is making its way through committee at the state capitol, some counties have become so-called Second Amendment sanctuaries. The sheriffs in those counties would not be required to enforce House Bill 1177 should it become law. County commissioners in Montrose and Delta last month held work sessions to hear from the public, and both have assigned staff to write a resolution in favor of becoming Second Amendment sanctuaries. Delta County commissioners are scheduled to discuss a resolution in tomorrow's regular meeting at the Delta County Courthouse at 11 a.m. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser said county resolutions against House Bill 1177 carry little weight, and they cannot and do not override a valid judicial order implementing state law. Weiser also said he believes the measure is constitutional. And finally today, this last story from Capitol coverage. Governor Polis' proposal to fund full-day kindergarten is in limbo as lawmakers work to finalize next year's budget.
Uncertainty over the governor's top budget priority comes after a weaker-than-expected revenue forecast was released on Friday. Democratic Senator Dominic Moreno helps write the budget.
We are going to have to take a hard look at all expenditures for next year, right? Whether it's free full-day kindergarten, whether it's all the other decisions at the Joint Budget Committee.
Citing slow sales tax growth and economic uncertainty, the state lowered its projections for next year by $249 million. Republican Senator Bob Rankin is also questioning whether the education funding will be sustainable.
Once we make that obligation to full-day K, we do not want to have to take it back.
The governor's office says the state can still afford to spend the $227 million needed for kindergarten because property tax revenue is more stable than sales tax. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, March 18th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.